This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Youth Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before. Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Youth Zone's awesome regular shows. My name is Fletcher Tilliard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you, but now you can go and catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. This week I've asked my resident podcaster, Jack Divers, for his music choice for this week, and he's chosen something a little bit country, so stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segment, The Rusk Report with Jack, who is a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today Jack and I are going to be chatting about swimming, as summer is coming up in a month's time. And then I'll be moving on to my highlights package, the football fan segment, which is where I'll be having a quick look at some football highlights over the last 2 weeks, as per usual. And my final segment will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time I talked about an iconic landmark of Otipukte, Larnach Castle. But what will it be this week? I wonder. And now, for my 19th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome back to Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I do some research on the background of the song, and then we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. For this week's mixtape, we're cranking up a feel-good country anthem that became an instant classic. The song that we're diving into today is Play Again by the one and only Luke Bryan. The story of the song begins with two of Nashville's most successful songwriters, Dallas Davidson and Ashley Gourley. Davidson, who is a good friend of Luke Bryan and is from the same hometown, he said he was able to tap into Luke's personality while writing the song. The idea sparked from a simple, relatable moment, that feeling when a girl hears her favourite song on the radio and just has to dance. Released in 2014, Play Again comes from Bryan's blockbuster album, Crash My Party. The song tells a classic boy-meets-girl story set at a tailgate party. The guy is trying to make his move, but it's the song on the radio that truly breaks the ice. When the girl explains, "Oh my god, this is my song!" They share a dance, a kiss, and a memory is made, with the song becoming the soundtrack to their budding romance. What makes Play Again so special is its infectious, upbeat, and country pop energy. It's a perfect summertime anthem with a simple yet incredibly catchy four chord progression that you can't help but tap your foot to. Bryan's charming and charismatic delivery sells the story perfectly, making you feel like you're right there at that tailgate. The song was a massive commercial success, and it became Luke Bryan's 10th number one single and the 4th consecutive chart topper from the Crash My Party album. It even made Billboard chart history when it hit number one on the country airplay chart, while This Is How We Roll, which was a collaboration with Florida Georgia Line, sat at number two, making Bryan the first artist to hold the top two spots simultaneously. The music video, which is directed by Michael Monaco, perfectly captures the song's high-energy vibe, and instead of a narrative video, it gives fans a front-row seat to a Luke Bryan concert, showcasing everything from the stage setup to the roaring crowd and Bryan's dynamic performance. Now, so this isn't just any ordinary country song, it's a snapshot of a perfect summer night, a story of young love, and a track that is guaranteed to have you singing along and yelling, "Play Again," by the end. And now, with all of that in mind, let's turn it up and get ready to listen. This is Luke Bryan with Play It Again.
Play was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup, talking over the speakers in the back of that truck. She jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. Said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Sure, Fisher.
Well, that's all for Fletcher's Mixtape today. I'll see you next time. Welcome back to the Rusty Report with Jack Divers. We're coming into exam time and we're so looking forward to the end of the school year and enjoying a long summer break. We're hoping summer will soon make an appearance, temperatures will rise, and that we'll be heading off to the beach, the river, or the lake to cool down and have fun before we know it. But do we know how to stay safe around water? Let's catch up with Jack about it. Kia ora, Jack.
Kia ora, Fisher.
Now, I love to swim at Moana Pool or at the lake over in Twizel. Do you like to swim, Jack?
Love it.
And where do you swim, Jack?
Kuma Lake.
Lake Dunstan? Ooh, pretty chilly.
Get a hot day.
Too right. And when we're on holiday, nothing beats a dip in the lake on those hot and dry summer afternoons.
Love it.
With over 15,000 kilometres of coastline and so many beautiful lakes and rivers, Aotearoa is definitely not short of some amazing swimming spots. But, however, unfortunately, not every trip for a dip goes well, and sometimes it can end in tragedy. According to Water Safety New Zealand, Aotearoa has a high fatal drowning rate compared to other Western nations like Australia, Canada and the UK. Tragically, 74 people here lost their lives to preventable drowning in 2024. And astonishingly, 81% of those drownings were male.
Sad infamous.
Very sad indeed.
But we're done.
Well, learning to swim is a good first step. Did you have swimming lessons when you were younger, Jack?
Yes.
Me too. Well, I guess we are lucky. Water Safety New Zealand reckons that more than 130,000 Kiwi kids have never had a swimming lesson, and 7 out of 10 kids can't tread water.
Shocking.
Yeah, the hardest hit areas are in our poor suburbs and schools where families can't afford private lessons and schools can't afford to subsidise them.
What have we done?
Well, Water Safety New Zealand, backed by Stuff, which is a news outlet, has a campaign this summer aiming to raise funds for swimming lessons for 10,000 kids, which is awesome.
Very, very hot.
Also, I have their 5 to survive here, which is their top 5 tips for surviving in the water. Now, here's a summary in countdown order.
I'll listen.
At number 5, know how to seek help. Raise your arm and shout help, and someone can go and call 911. At number 4, always go swimming with a buddy and keep children within their arm's reach. At number 3, if in doubt, stay out and check the weather before you leave home. And at number 2, find the safest place to swim, where there's lifeguards is the best option. And at number 1, drum roll please, Jack. The most important water safety tip is knowing how to float. If you get into trouble, float on your back with your ears in the water. This will increase your chances of survival. Relax and breathe normally. If you don't know how, and if you don't know how to float, learn and practice.
Float, got it.
Me too. I guess we'll read for summer, Jack.
Can't wait.
It's been awesome speaking to you today, Jack, about some aquatic rural ramblings. Ka kite, Jack.
Take care, Fisher.
And now for my next segment, football fans. Alright then, here we go with the highlights from the football world over the last few weeks. Arsenal beat Fulham 1-0 to stay on top of the Premier League table. Man United beat Liverpool 2-1, marking the first time United beat Liverpool in Anfield since 2016, and also marking the first time Ruben Amorim has won back-to-back games as United's manager. And in La Liga, players are standing for the first 15 seconds of the game to protest the league's move to host Barcelona versus Villarreal in Miami, in which the move to host a La Liga game overseas has been widely criticised by the football world. But anyways, in La Liga, Real Madrid beat Getafe 1-0 to stay on top of the table, Barcelona beats Girona 2-1, Atletico Madrid beat Osasuna 1-0, Villarreal draw with Real Betis 2-2, and in the Serie A, Milan head on top of the table after beating Fiorentina 2-1, Inter Milan beat Roma 1-0, Como beat Juventus 2-0. And in the Champions League, Arsenal beat Atletico Madrid 4-0 to keep their Champions League hopes alive. PSG thrashed Bayer Leverkusen 7-2. Yes, 7-2. Dortmund beat Copenhagen 4-2. Man United beat Villarreal 2-0. And PSV Eindhoven hammer Napoli 6-2. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, while we take a look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're turning our attention to one of the city's most significant educational institutions, Otago Boys High School. More than just a school, it's a towering symbol of Dunedin's academic history, a tale of educational excellence, and a testament to remarkable Gothic Revival architecture. Otago Boys isn't just your typical school, it's one of New Zealand's most oldest and most prestigious secondary schools, founded in 1863. its existence is directly linked to the vision of Dunedin's early Scottish settlers who prioritised quality education. While the school has evolved over time, its iconic main building, which opened up in 1885, is the structure that defines its place in the city's landscape. This building is often described as a castle of learning, reflecting the Victorian era's belief in the permanence and grandeur of education. The construction of the main building of OB's was a significant undertaking. Designed by the architectural firm Mason and Wales, the massive structure is a prime example of collegiate Gothic Revival style. It was built using dark Dunedin basalt, which is blue stone, and features contrasting Oamaru stone dressings, giving it a striking, almost fortress-like appearance that commands the skyline above the city. The building includes a distinctive clock tower and a beautiful main hall designed to inspire awe and respect for learning. The decision to build such a magnificent structure speaks volumes about the early city's commitment to secondary education. Otago Boys was more than just a place of lessons, it was a formative centre for generations of Dunedin's leaders, scholars and citizens. It has produced numerous notable alumni, known as Old Boys, who have excelled in politics, the arts, sports and academia, both nationally and internationally. The school fostered a strong tradition of discipline, academic rigour and competitive spirit. For decades, the daily routine for students ascending the long flight of stairs to the grand entrance was an integral part of the daily rhythm of life here in Dunedin. Today, Otago Boys remains a vibrant educational institution, continuing to hold its prominent position on the hillside overlooking the city and the harbour. The historic building is still in use, a powerful living museum that connects current students to the school's deep and storied past. It stands as a powerful reminder of the founders' belief that education was key to the future prosperity of Otago. So next time you're near the city centre and look up towards the prominent stone building on the hill, take a moment to consider Otago Boys High School. You're not just looking at a school, you're seeing a pioneering piece of Dunedin's history, a monument to the enduring importance of knowledge and tradition. Join us again on Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next instalment, but where will I go off to next? Well, that's my 19th show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had a country banger for Fletcher's mixtape as we went with Luke Bryan's Play It Again, and then we went on to the Rust Report, and this week me and Jack chatted about all things swimming as summer's coming up, and then it was on to my football fan segment as I looked over some of the biggest football news from the past few weeks as usual. And finally, on Dunedin Drift for this week, I focus on one of Dunedin's most iconic schools, Otago Boys. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.